All right, welcome, folks. Today we are joined once again by Bill Holter, who is just an extraordinary individual. He is a representative of Miles Franklin as a precious metals dealer, and he's an analyst. He's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world, and we brought him back. I know everybody loves hearing from Bill Holter, and today we're going to go deep into the attacks on humanity. And Bill, welcome to the interview. It's always great to have you back.
Thanks for having me back, Mike.
Bill, you're an extraordinary individual. Someday I want to ask you about your past and all your training and everything. We don't have time to get into all that today, but people would be fascinated. I hope we do this again. But let's jump right into, right now there's a lot of talk of, you know, so-called civil war in America, although I think maybe that's not the best term. What we do see right now is a lot of talk of nullification. We've already had the left nullifying immigration law when Trump was in the White House. And now there's a lot of talk, like Carrie Lake, for example, running for governor of Arizona, saying, hey, maybe we should nullify the FBI and federal agents in the state of Arizona. There's a lot of open talk, no longer just kind of a fringe comment from a, quote, conspiracy theorist. These are mainstream representatives saying the federal government's gone too far. So my question to you, Bill, is do you think we're going to see more nullification working, you know, both directions? What about secession? What about civil war? What are your thoughts on this subject?
Well, yeah, we will. There's no doubt we will see more nullification from both sides. I think it's kind of jumping the gun, talking about secession, talking about civil war, because we've got to get to that first. And when I say we've got to get to that first, we have a... There's no question that we're in the midst of a depopulation event, whether it be through the vaccines, through lack of or no food, lack of energy. There's all sorts of variables, but they all point toward a depopulation event. So in my opinion, that's got to happen. The rule of law has got to totally break down, which obviously... you'd be talking about a financial collapse on top of that. So nothing's going to work. Your credit card's not going to work. Grocery stores aren't going to be open. Nothing's going to be open. So we've got to get through, if you want to call it a Mad Max phase, you're on your own phase. I don't know what you want to call it, but I believe that's going to happen.
But I'm sorry to interrupt, but if that happens, if we have the collapse of the dollar, doesn't that mean that Washington, D.C., the centralized control that can exert force over the United States, in effect, vanishes, kind of like
absolutely.
Moscow in 1991 with the collapse of the Soviet Union?
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct. But things have got to start to come back up in order to have talk of secession. Things have to come back up for people in Texas to say, we're a republic, we're not part of the United States. California, you know, what you name it. Each, the system has to function at least somewhat in order, I mean, who's going to say, who comes up with the idea of secession? It has to be, can't be one person. It can't be 50 people. It can't be 100 people. It's got to be, it has to be widespread, and widespread means there has to be some type of cohesion. There has to be some type of the system. There has to be some type of system that functions.
Well, along those lines, we know, I know you're aware of this too, that many states are preparing for the backup emergency plan of having their own state-sponsored currency. And Texas, as you know, actually has a gold depository that has billions of dollars of gold in it. Heck, the Texas university system has billions of dollars in gold.
Right.
It's just extraordinary. But do you think that hard money is what's going to allow states to get back on their feet after the collapse of the fiat currency?
I absolutely believe that hard money, real assets, commodities are going to be, again, basis for currency.
So a state like Texas could issue a currency, a paper currency, but they could say something like, oh, well, it's backed by oil even.
Right.
Or it's backed by natural gas, or it's backed by this
Correct.
Basket of commodities, which is what Russia is essentially doing.
Right. As a matter of fact, in Texas, all of the Texas school bonds are backed by receipts of oil and natural gas. So that's already in function.
Yeah.
But again, once the system goes down, you have to have some semblance of normality. You have to have some semblance of a society. Now, the other part to your question was civil war. Civil war, yeah, that's possible. Will it be state versus state? I don't think so. I think it would be more likely ideology versus ideology.
And I'm skeptical of the civil war talk as well, as I think you are, just because, you know, civil war, at least as we understand it historically, requires two opposing forces of a nation to both have functioning logistical systems,
right,
which we won't have.
Correct.
Functioning logistics.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to deliver the troops to the front lines and the ammo and the food? Those systems will also be down.
Right. And I would replace the words civil war with the two words Mad Max.
There you go. I agree with you. It's going to be more like maybe civil war in your neighborhood.
Correct.
Like your crazy neighbors.
And that will be the haves and the have-nots.
Right. Well, let's talk about that and spirituality here, because, you know, we were founded as a Christian nation, but the left especially has gone into so much of what many people would consider to be Satanism or anti-God, you know, child mutilations in the name of transgenderism.
Yeah.
The denouncing of God and sort of the, you know, you've seen like the Luciferian statues they try to erect,
right,
at the state capitol buildings and so on.
Well, look at the building in New York where they replaced the one of the trade centers. The, what do they call it? The Freedom Tower.
Yeah.
Look at what's up top there. I mean, it's a satanic temple.
Yeah, isn't it though? It's a human sacrifice temple. But New York is also the capital of abortion in America.
Right.
So, and also now the capital of vaccinating children. I mean, I don't think these are coincidences.
And D.C.
And
vaccinating
DC.
Children.
So how much of this is, you know, I mean, when will God become a factor? I mean, I know you're not a pastor or a preacher. That's not your focus. But do you believe that God's hand is going to become evident in this epic spiritual battle?
Absolutely. God always wins, but God wins on his own time. So to ask me when, I couldn't give you an answer, but I will say, and I've said this before, when things go bad, the worse things get, the more people turn back toward God.
But that's been true throughout
forever.
The whole Bible, right?
Right, forever.
Do you think that some of what's happening today with the plagues and the droughts and so on is perhaps God's wrath being unleashed against the sinners?
I prefer to believe that it's man-made.
Okay,
that's fair. That's my opinion. I think there's definitely climate control. They're trying to create havoc. Now, well, is that on the behalf of Satan? Yes, I believe that.
Yeah, some of these decisions are so anti-human. But let's get into high tech and AI and transhumanism here for a second, if it's okay. But many people believe, and you know, you see this globalist analyst guy Harari talking about, oh, we don't need humans anymore. The remaining global elite are going to merge with the machines, and that's how they're going to achieve their heaven, you know,
right,
their immortality through the machines. How twisted is that?
1,000%. It's crazy. I mean, it's beyond my capacity to even believe someone could think that way.
But they can only get there by rejecting God. Like they think that
well, they've already rejected God.
Right.
I mean, yeah, there's no question about it. It's not only rejecting God, it's pledging your faith in Satan, in my opinion.
Have you seen some of these child grooming teachers?
Absolutely.
In the schools that look like gargoyles and demons?
Right.
I've heard this called outpicturing, where the inner demon wants to try to alter the outward appearance to project the demonism visibly onto the world. Have you heard that term, outpicturing?
I've not.
Well, I hadn't heard it until recently either, but, you know, 20 years ago, there were still plenty of demonic people, but they hid it.
Right.
Now,
it's in the open.
They're doing it. They're just having like pole dancing, child grooming festivals and, yep. and things. What do you make of that?
It's man sliding down further. I mean, it's a decay. It's the decay of humanity.
It also seems that censorship goes hand in hand with this because they have to censor any critics of that.
Correct.
They're because, censoring.
Because
yes?
critics who use logic cannot be heard. Logic cannot be heard. 2 + 2 = 4. No matter how you count it, how you look at it, it always equals 4. That cannot be heard. They have to censor that so that they can explain to you however they're going to explain to you that 2 + 2 = 5.
Have you seen the lawsuits about transgenderism regrets? More and more former transgenders
yeah.
are now suing their doctors and their psychiatrists and so on, saying that they were tricked into surgically removing breasts or, you know, reproductive organs. Do you think that that's, are we going to see a lot more of that in your view?
If the system were to hold together, yeah, I think you would, but I don't think the system will hold together long enough for those cases to be heard and can come to fruition.
That's a really good point. I'm glad you mentioned that, because doesn't this mean the 2024 elections, it's pointless talk because we may not even make it to 2024 as an intact?
It's funny you say that. Just over the last 2 or 3 months, I've had the thought process that we may not have these midterm elections. And the reason I say that is if there's a true election, there could be cheating, but I think there is such a movement in America away from the stupidity and toward traditional values that I don't think there's a way for the elections to be stolen. I think that it's too one-sided. And if that is the case, and if you're running the show and you're on the left, what option does that give you other than creating a false flag and there's no election?
Well, it's like when you're kids and you're playing Monopoly and you're losing, you toss the board.
Right.
That's what the left would have to do, it's if anything.
Kick the table over, exactly.
Right. Or drop the cat on the board.
And be able to blame it on something.
Yes.
Well, we would have had elections if it wasn't for this or that or whatever it happens to be. I'm not saying this is the case, that we're not going to have an election. But in my mind, I think it's better than a coin flip at this point, simply because those who are in power understand that they've done so much illegal activity, so much harm, that if they lose power, they lose everything. They will lose their freedom. They will end up in jail. They will end up in an electric chair, what have you. So I just don't think that those who are in power now will allow relinquishing that power under any circumstance.
Some people would say that the car bombing of Daria Dugina, I think that was her name, the daughter of that Russian advisor to
right.
Putin, and that car bombing was reportedly the result of the intelligence community of the U.S. working with Ukrainian Zelensky people to carry out that bombing. But somebody listening to you, Bill, might say that, well, that's an intended provocation to try to get Russia to respond with an escalation attack to get us into World War III before the elections.
And I think you just listen to what Vladimir Putin has said all along, is that the U.S., because we wouldn't negotiate, we lied regarding moving NATO closer to their borders. We have tried to provoke time and time again. So yeah, it very well could be a provocation. Who knows?
Even if that's not a provocation, doesn't the deep state have a whole lot of really horrendous options They could set off, for example, a dirty bomb attack in a U.S. city using, for example, uranium-1 materials that were originally sourced from Russia. Then they could blame Russia, and they could then justify a retaliatory attack against Russia using ICBMs. I mean, they have these cards they could play.
And thus, no election.
Right.
I mean, it's that simple.
But what we've learned is there's nothing they won't do if they're desperate enough.
Just look at what's been done so far. I mean, look at 9/11. They will do anything.
Yeah, right.
There are no bounds. There are no limits.
Anything to maintain power.
Right.
So let's talk about solutions here in the remaining minutes. I know you help a lot of people get squared away with precious metals. And I want to encourage people, they can contact you. What's the best way for them to reach you, by the way, if they're interested?
You can follow my work at jsmindset, MINESET.com. Or you can contact me directly at bholter@hotmail.com.
What does the JS stand for, by the way?
Jim Sinclair. That's my business partner. He's probably the most famous gold guy in the English-speaking world.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we've all heard of Jim or watched his interviews
right.
over the years. He's been doing this for a while, and
he's the one who ran gold to $875 back in 1980.
Ah.
And then
he
sold everything in one day and reappeared in 2001 and saying, now it's time to buy.
Oh, if we could only go back to paying
at $250 an ounce.
Exactly. Or getting silver at $450.
Or less,
exactly. But given that you help people get squared away with precious metals, but what's aside from that, what is it that people need to be doing in their own lives to get ready for this? Because I hear a lot of the problem we all face in alternative media is that some people listen and they listen and they listen. But it's an intellectual exercise.
Right.
They're not doing as much as they perhaps need to do. What would you say to those people?
It's really very simple. You want to become as self-sufficient as you possibly can. Jim termed the phrase GOTS, get out of the system. And what you want to do is you don't want counterparties between you and your capital. When you put money into the bank, it used to be a deposit. Now, basically, what you're doing is lending money to the bank. If they go under, you're going to lose it. You don't want intermediaries between you and your money. If you have money in an insurance company and the insurance company goes broke, you're done. If you have money in a broker and they go broke, it may take you 3 to 5 years in normal times to go through the courts to get your securities back. So why not, if you absolutely have to own stocks, why not have those certificates issued and sent to you? You hold the certificates.
Right.
You become your own central bank. Yes, you have to use banking to pay your bills, but why keep more than 6 months or a year's bills in your account when you could simply buy gold or buy silver and hold it yourself or hold it in a non-bank private vault? That way, you are your own central bank. You want to do things like have the ability to generate your own power, be able to produce or purify your own water. You need water. You need power. You need a way to either barter for, grow, what have you, food. Just think about what are the necessities of your life and try to become as self-sufficient as you can and not rely on someone else.
Now, without giving out too much that you don't want to make public, I'm just thinking in my mind, someone listening to you saying this, they might respond to you and say, well, what about you, Bill? How many of these things are you doing and not just talking about it? What are you doing that you can share publicly?
I've done everything I know to do and that I can afford to do.
Well, that covers it, yeah.
The bottom line is do your best. That's all you can do.
Yeah, and you know, I've been a prepper for 20 years and I still feel like I'm not ready for what's coming.
Right. We had on our website, we do a weekly call, and we had a very good friend of mine on who, if I was in a foxhole, I would definitely want him with me. And when the system came down, if I could live in his house, that would be great, because, I mean, this guy is pretty much prepped for everything, lived out in the woods like Grizzly Adams for 10, 15 years, knows how to live off the land. Those skills are gone.
Among the population at large.
Right. Those skills are gone amongst the population. We used to be farmers.
Right.
We used to be ranchers. Now those operations have been bought out by corporations, and a lot of those skills are gone.
Well, this is why I love living in rural Texas, by the way, because, and I was helping a couple weekends ago rounding up cattle that got loose because of the droughts. You know, I get experience around horses and donkeys and cows, and watched a couple of guys change a big tractor tire the other day. And like, wow, I would never have any idea how to change a giant John Deere tractor tire. And you got to have special tools for that.
Yes,
you also got to be a pretty strong dude.
Yeah, or two strong dudes.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's even you and I are, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but we're a shadow of what our grandparents could do.
Absolutely. You're right.
I mean, our ancestors were tough, rugged, wise people. They could survive on anything. And you and I are we're kind of the 1% of our modern era in terms of survivability.
Yeah, and we're nothing compared to what they were.
Exactly.
Go back 150 years, there wasn't such a thing as a light switch.
Right.
There was not such a thing as, a furnace that was powered by natural gas or oil. I mean, if you didn't work your ass off every single day in the summer, you didn't survive the winter.
That's right.
So you didn't see people not working and laying around doing nothing in the summertime, because what they were doing, like a squirrel, stocking up acorns for the winter. And I mean, it was a completely, we are completely soft. We have and not only soft, but the knowledge of how to provide for yourself on that basic, on things that basic, are, we don't have those anymore.
Is this part of an organic cycle of the rise and fall of civilizations, going through apathy and then complacency and then a reckoning and then hard times breed strong people once again? I mean, are we following the cycles of history?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way, but I think you're right. I do.
Because, I mean, I look around.
Because the strong will survive.
Right. But the masses have become so pathetic.
Yes.
I mean, I hate to condemn fellow Americans because I love my country. But I look at people, just, I don't know, people in the grocery store or what have you, like, these people are not going to survive 3 days.
Correct.
Or have you gone into any gas stations in Texas lately? It's like the folks I see in these gas stations, I don't know if they're like hooked on meth or these are some scary people.
You know, I actually have noticed that, even in grocery stores, there's a blank look starting, and I don't know whether it's from the vaccine. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I didn't really notice it a couple years ago, 3 years ago. But I am noticing like blank stares, which is weird that you say that.
I'm getting weird vibes about certain, like, really strong hits. And I know that you believe in trusting your gut. And I've had some encounters in gas stations or grocery stores where a person pops up and I'm like, whoa. It feels like that Bruce Willis, he was in the movie as the superhero where he touched somebody, he could see like they were a child trafficker or something. Getting hits on some, what was the movie? He was like the bulletproof hero and Samuel Jackson was the fragile guy, Mr. Glass. Forgot the name of that movie.
Yeah, I forgot the name too.
It was a M. Night Shyamalan film. But I'm getting hits like that on a few people every once in a while out there, like scary, like demon stuff.
Well, it's funny you say trust your gut. One of the last things my dad said to me on his deathbed was trust your gut. And I've done that throughout my entire life. And it's only recently, within the last year or few years, that I've realized that when you trust your gut, those are promptings from the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I agree.
And you ignore promptings from the Holy Spirit at your own peril.
Oh yeah, if I get a hit like that, I make sure that person is in my frame of view constantly from that point forward.
Well, I'm not talking just so much on that. I'm talking about forks in your life's road.
Yeah.
You know, when I get up, when I feel something in my gut, and it could be anything. I need to stop into that store, but I don't know why. But it turns out there's a reason.
Yes.
And if you ignore it, then, you know, you're ignoring the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that up, Bill. And I'm very grateful that you've taken the time to sit down with us today and share these thoughts with our audience. You're an amazing individual. I feel very privileged to have you as a fellow Texan, frankly. It gives me more faith in humanity to know that you're the kind of person that's out there. There's a lot of folks like us, actually. Not all of them are on camera like we are.
Right.
Some, in fact, the smarter ones are probably just hiding out and not right. saying a thing.
Yeah, keeping a low profile.
Yeah. But any final thoughts and also share how people can reach you again?
Yeah, my final thought is just try to become as self-reliant as you can and do the best you can. That's all you can do. You can't be faulted for, you know, giving 100%. If you want to reach me, you can reach me at bholter@hotmail.com, and our website is jsmindset.com.
Okay. That's Bill Holter, everybody, at jsmindset.com. We'll put it on screen. And just another amazing interview. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, and you can check out all these interviews with Bill Holter and other experts at brighteon.com. That's the platform we built so that we could have conversations just like this. Thank you for listening. God bless everyone. Take care.